So Tone Bender returns for another year over the weekend from the 9th to the 11th of March. And looking back at previous installments of the mini festival, is it risky to spread it across 3 days rather than to have a solid grouping of bands in just one day? Especially when it comes to still a niche genre within the Sydney community.
I think both the single and multiple day events have their positive attributes for bands and punters alike, but I have a tendency to dream big with simple single day ideas growing and growing. This installment started as a conversation with Adam, Sketch Jet's drummer. He was mulling over the idea of putting on a single day shoegaze festival and asked if I could help out. When he said it wasn't going to happen, I still felt obliged to see it through. I think this is a really solid grouping of bands offering unique takes on the shoegaze idea each day of the festival. This niche little genre isn't so niche anymore, with a plethora of bands in Sydney, and even more in Australia, embracing the sounds of distorted amplifiers and bent guitars. If people love live music as much as I know you do, Cam, 3 days with 15 brilliant bands won't be a problem.
So you played in Miners as well as putting out records under your own alias of Hazy. What do you personally consider as shoegaze, and how strict are you with what fills the criteria of what shoegaze is?
I think it was an interview with the Valentines where Kevin Shields described shoegaze as, "Hey Pete Berenger, listen up, a sonic blending of all instruments, thus the listener is unable to tell where any one sound is originating from." That's kind of the basis of it, but that idea has a lot of possibilities. Just look it up on Wikipedia or make it up yourself. In Miners, Blake Klee and I used to have this conversation a lot about what shoegaze is. I think it's really funny, people's idea of what it is now or what it's become. As soon as someone uses a bit of reverb or delay, they're a shoegazer. There's a lot of great bands like Swirlies, Duster, Swerve Driver that don't adhere to that wall of sound structure all the time or use many effects, and they get called shoegaze. I really don't care. I think genres are like gender roles.
Does it ever purely become just noise?
Sure. Noise is a huge part of the sound. Sculpting melodies out of noise, adding noise to create harmonies. Yeah, it's one of the reasons I love the bands on the Tone Bender bill. They use noise to their advantage. It's not a derogatory term for them in any regard. It's a tool.
I'm all for loud music, but what is it in particular that calls for shoegaze in most cases to be quite a deafening experience?
Yeah, often it's not deafening enough for me. There's a science behind it that has to do with harmonic overtones. So when you turn an amp up, these overtones can be heard as ghost notes. When you have multiple guitars or multiple amplifiers all creating ghost notes, you get ghost melodies that can add depth, some amazing texture, and even extra band members. It may be loud, but they sell earplugs at most corner stores.
So bands like Egoism, Lapse, and Sounds Like Sunset are probably the best Sydney representatives at the moment when it comes to bands in the shoegaze category. But the Australiana culture that is so potent within the folk and kind of jangle indie scenes have a place in shoegaze music?
I'd also like to quickly mention Holy Forest, Key Out, Sketch Jets, Drowning Fleet, and Tremolo Please, who are all amazing. And Skull Squadron, who have somehow been flying under the radar for 10 years plus now. They're amazing. But I guess with regard to the Australian shoegaze, it already exists. Low Tide have been flying that flag forever now, curating the amazing Rugaze Festival and writing some of the best stuff out there that you can hear on their new record entitled Southern Mind, which I think is a reference to Australia, or maybe it's that guys think with their dicks. Who knows?
So apart from curating Fuzzface, you also run a label known as a Library Group Records. If there's something, or if there's someone listening right now who is wanting to start a label, you know, in this current climate, is it something that really anyone can do?
It helps to have friends that play in amazing bands, though. I'm really lucky to have a great group of friends supporting what I do and giving me various platforms to help Library Group and Fuzzface grow. My girlfriend, for one. We've been traveling for the past 2 months through the UK and have just arrived in France. The entire time she's been putting up with me arranging this festival, along with a compilation tape and a 30-plus page zine with interviews from all the artists playing at Tone Bender 2018 for the next Library Group release. Oh damn, did I just let the cat out of the bag?
So, over 3 days, in three different venues. What day and what place are you looking forward to the most when it comes to Tone Bender this weekend?
Curated the lineup with bands and more so people that I love and love the work of. So every day is going to be brilliant. No pokies at any venues, just good rooms and good PAs. Fuzzface's first birthday on the Friday, Red Rattler Saturday, and that beautiful green room downstairs at Peachum Bowling Club on the Sunday for an afternoon show. Yeah, it'll be great.